town, too.
Well, I bet it was, with five hotels and seven saloons.
But that's the one store and the post office there now. And I don't know whether there's a sort of grant over there. He got an old filling station building. Used to be a filling station in there, and it's been enlarged some. They put a eating joint in there. And Shorty and feeding people a while, and then he can sell it out and get tar and oven, sell it out, and well, he can sell it there and get tar and oven, short it and buy it back, and they just change hands. I don't know whether you can get a hand out there nowadays or not. And sports anywhere. Don't know whether anybody will give you a hand out or not. Might get a quart of milk and a loaf of bread at the store and eat your lunch.
Well, what happened to it?
Well, there just wasn't no business. And they got these cars and things where fellas can get to go off to town, and they got to run around so many people, and they leave out and the work open up other places and go off to work. I went to New Mexico and homestead in the farm out there.
Mm-hmm.
As well as lots of others that even went out there. Now my brother-in-law, he was down here at Castle, and his brother, and one brother was over here on this place mile east of here. And one was working in a sore chandler. And when this and chandler married, and this one was on the farm here, he went to New Mexico, and this one was up the chandler, he moved on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And my father just taking care of the place while this one son, heir to his, their father died.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived over there, and he'd come pay my father the rent, and my father would go and pay the taxes, and then divide the money, give him his share back, and mm-hmm. forth, and four of the boys. And he'd just pay all the expense. They hadn't bought a roll of water or this or that. My mm-hmm. father would pay the expense, and then